This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Back on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains, live from Cookfest today, the 13th annual Cookfest, today in Arnagard. Tomorrow they do a little fundraiser down at Fort Bears Casino on the, at the marina there, and I'll be out on the Sakakawea, railing in some lunkers, reeling them in, so that'll be good. Then they repeat all of this. The Bakken Basics Education Session and the barbecue, again, all free in Mohall on Thursday. So, what's not to love about all of that? Ron Ness is going to join us from the North Dakota Petroleum Council coming up here in a moment. Your calls, questions, and comments welcome as well. I have an answer to a question that came up yesterday. We love getting answers for you on the program. This one had to do with mowing ditches and whether that could be better used for the farm and ranch community that's starving for feed right now. And, hey, so we're going to get that answer for you here in a moment. We're brought to you today, this hour, by the University of Mary. Want to spend a moment congratulating the good folks at the University of Mary, the number one nursing program in the nation for the second time in 3 years. You can't believe how this happens. The University of Mary nursing program has been recognized for their standard of excellence by the national benchmarking service. It's called Mountain Measurements. And the nursing faculty and the oversight and expertise they provide to their graduates shows up where? In test results, right? And here's how they receive the number one nursing program in the nation designation. Every nursing graduate, every one of them, passed their certifying exam on the first try, a 100% success rate. So the university, very proud to receive that honor. Think about that. Every graduate, 100% success on their certifying exam. So somebody goes, wow, how are you teaching these kids? So top-notch nursing graduates, continuing a long tradition of excellence at the University of Mary, living up to the School of Health Sciences' mission to prepare healthcare professionals anchored in moral courage who respect and defend the dignity of the human person. Discover the finest nursing education in the nation at umary.edu/nursing. Telephone numbers are 800-228-0550. You can text me at 701-367-2054 today on the program. And we're proud to be brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation today and their Bakken Rocks Cookfest. We're broadcasting from at the Fire Hall in Arnagard, North Dakota. The president and CEO of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, Ron Ness, is here to talk about the big day, making his way to beautiful Arnagard, North Dakota. How are you, Ron?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for being in Arnagard today. What a great day for the Cookfest.
Love these events. Hard to believe that you're talking about an event that has gone on for better than a decade now. Every year it's great fun. They get a little more, just it warms your heart to see what happens where the industry's coming out doing a little friendly competition with the barbecue and a great family-friendly event. And the information session is great information and an audience very thirsty for these. Pretty incredible what's happened over the years and a decade plus now, isn't it?
Well, it sure is, Scott. And Arnagard's our 21st community, and on Thursday we'll be in Mohall. That'll be our 22nd community. So we're interested in your listeners today wanting to know where should we go in 2022. Tessa and I and our staff have a list of some ideas, but we're interested to know which unique community in the oil patch have we not been to and where we should go so they can reach out to you, Scott. They can go to our Facebook at the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation website and send us their ideas, but we're looking for next year. And I passed through Arnagard about 2 years ago, and I stopped in, took a look around that park, and called Tessa, and I said, you know what? Get a hold of the great folks in Arnagard. I think we can do this here. And that's really how all of these communities have this has sort of worked out. People come up to us. People ask us to come to their communities. But isn't it fun to be able to bring everybody there And we'll probably have a couple thousand people today, maybe upwards of 2,500. We're going to feed them all. We're going to have music, just as you said. But the most important part is just really bringing the community, the industry, everybody together to appreciate the past and the future, and you know, make sure we get any unresolved issues or questions. All of these cookers are instructed to bring their folks and their experts and their leadership to the event. So if you have questions, find the company that operates on your land or operates your minerals or in your community, and go talk to them. That's why they're there.
You know, if I could pick just one thing as a way, you know, to demonstrate what the industry has brought to Arnagard. Again, bedroom community to Watford City, situated closer to Watford, but between Williston and Watford. I'd say Highway 85. But just think about how much safer Highway 85 is now, which, again, it's as nice as any stretch of highway in all of North Dakota. You know, four lane. In Arnagard, North Dakota. I mean, that's if I had to pick one thing, what an awesome contribution just to the safety of the highway and travel between these communities, right, Ron?
Well, certainly our state leaders have brought that, and the communities have brought that. My vote would be, Scott, that what we've brought to Arnagard is life. We've restored the ability to have kids come back home and add to the family farm and supplemental income, and we've you know, the great story of Jane Beter having three daughters and their husbands all living back in the ranch area now. And that story goes on and on throughout all of Western North Dakota and the opportunities of the future. And I love your Go Wireline story. And that I think, is what I think the next decade or two of the Bakken will become, because we need North Dakota companies to figure out how to do what companies from other places of the world were doing, but how do we do it in North Dakota more efficiently? How do we create those business opportunities, those niches? Because that's where we're going to go with efficiency and productivity. Is this is essentially becoming a mining operation. So now it's just a function of, we have to be competitive. We have to be able to be more efficient and more, you know, we know that we've passed the clean energy, the bill through the legislature. We're going to try and make that Bakken barrel just a little bit cleaner than a Permian barrel, certainly cleaner than an OPEC barrel. That will attract the investment to North Dakota to grow this industry to where I think it should go again.
Another contribution would be Class C football. Again, enough people to populate the school, bring back football, which was a big deal in Alexander, North Dakota, just up the road. I mean, that's no small contribution as well, and they got a football team to cheer on again, right?
Well, that was a fun year when we were in Alexander, and they had started a school back up there. And certainly, isn't it great to be adding schools and adding kids rather than closing schools and seeing people leave? I'm a small town North Dakota guy, and in Arnagard, isn't it fun to be able to bring something like this there and just see how happy people are?
It really is. And, of course, the jobs and opportunities, you say family. I'm just connecting families again, bringing them back home. Pretty incredible. I want to talk a little bit about what it takes to defend this industry. It's a battle every day. It's a battle in North Dakota cities and counties. It's a battle, obviously, nationally as well. What kind of a fight, you know, does the industry take on? What kind of a contribution can people make to say, look, I want to stand up for this industry. I want to stand up for the products we use day in and day out in our life that come from this industry. And, you know, how can I best help? What advice would you give to folks to help fight for the industry?
Scott, I'm going to talk a little bit about that at the education session today. And, again, these are events that I encourage people from all over North Dakota and Montana, get in your car and take a drive on a beautiful North Dakota day and come to Arnagard or Mohall. But everybody asks, what's the industry going to do to stand up and fight? But I think the real question is, what are North Dakotans going to do? What are American consumers going to do? U.S. is producing 2 million barrels less a day right now than we were a year ago. And energy prices are rising. Energy production across this country is being stymied and blocked. Meanwhile, OPEC and Russia and other, you know, unfriendly nations in this world are growing. We're all of a sudden, everybody's all interested again in what OPEC Plus is doing last week. We didn't hear about OPEC Plus when the U.S. was the dominant energy source. Our U.S. Imports are going up on crude oil. Supplies are tightening as all of us starting to travel again. So I think it's really up to Americans and North Dakotans to all stand up and say, energy is pretty important, not only to my life and my community and my family, but certainly to our state. And I certainly don't want to be sending my sons or daughters overseas to fight for oil when we have it right here and we can do it better here than anywhere else in the world.
But we do need to engage in that. We can't take this for granted because you're in a battle, the industry's in a battle, and we need, again, not to rely on the industry. Hey, fight for yourself, be part of this as well. It takes us. It will take us in this battle, correct?
It absolutely does, and we're going to have to stand up. And I rewatched Mike Pompeo at the Williston Basin Petroleum Conference the other night, and Kathy Nesson had asked him a question about how do we fight this? Their voices are so loud. They get all the media time, and he says, your voices are loud, too. You just have to continue to stand, tell the truth, showcase what you can do every single day, be louder, be prouder, and do it with a smile. It was very interesting timing that came from Mike Pompeo.
It did, and that was a great event for sure. Bakken Rocks Cook Fest today. Be part of the fun. Be part of the fight going forward for this industry. 2 to 4 today, the Bakken Basics Education Session, where we're at today, the Arnegard Fire Hall. And then in Nelson Park, beautiful day, beautiful setting, free. It's not going to cost anybody a penny. Free food, free music, the whole works. Ron, thanks for the update. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Scotty.
My pals at Action Movers are now offering the lowest local move rate in North Dakota. It's the lowest advertised rate in 20 years. $99 an hour for two men in a truck. All you need to do is mention Scott. Not only the lowest local move rate, but the best movers in the state. They're professionally trained. They're background checked. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call now. 566-5532. 566-5532. Mention Scott to take advantage of this great offer.
The best of times are happening this summer from July 9th to July 18th at the Red River Valley Fair. Be there to witness Styx with special guest Head East live on Sunday, July 11th on the all-finished concrete grandstand at the Bud Light Stage. Hear your favorite classics like Renegade, Come Sail Away, Mr. Roboto. You're guaranteed an unforgettable night. Travel back to the 70s for a night and get your tickets now for just $25 at RedRiverValleyFair.com and receive free gate admission.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
America's military is under attack from the woke anti-Christian far left. Even our top generals are ignoring this threat. Look, if you're the enemy, where would you want to go? You'd want to PC up the military, wouldn't you? And get them to, say, hey, well, you posted this on Facebook, you're out of the military. It's happening. Grant Stinchfield is doing a great job exposing the real dangers. 7 p.m. Central, 6 p.m. Mountain on Newsmax. I listened to this on my drive yesterday, and a great hour on this. pointing out some of the things that members of the military are saying and putting some great guests on. Did a really extended version. This was great. Stinchfield and Newsmax are telling you the truth about the far left's real agenda and Joe Biden's policies, which is why millions are tuning in to Grant Stinchfield and Newsmax. And Newsmax is on all major cable systems, but if you're a Midco customer, they're not carrying Newsmax. Midco has 11 liberal news channels, not Newsmax. So you need to let Midco know you're not happy and that if you're a customer, you can switch. You get their marketing offers. Midco say, hey, I want Newsmax, and then I'll consider taking up on this offer. Download the free Newsmax app on your phone and start watching now. That's what I did yesterday. Plug it into the Chevy Trail Boss Silverado on my drive up here. You know, plug the phone in. It's so simple. Your phone becomes your radio in the car, and I am listening to, the replay of What's on Your Mind to relive some of our awesome guests here on the program and our wonderful callers and saying, hey, what do I got to follow up on? And it just makes it so easy. So there's another way for you to do that. Speaking of which, we had a listener yesterday inquire with us on the reason the DOT is mowing ditches during a drought when farmers and ranchers could be using the hay. And we said, all right, good question. Let's get you an answer. So we went to the folks from the DOT asking that very question, and here is what they told us. Okay? I'll find it here. David Finley, who is a communications manager with DOT, said, Chris Larson, our super producer who asked the question, currently we are limiting mowing on state highways to medians as safety concerns in urban areas, so it is less likely this situation was due to a safety concern. In a typical season, the North Dakota DOT begins to mow along state highways around mid-June. This year, because of the drought, we extended that date to give farmers and ranchers additional time. So we're monitoring the situation and we'll provide additional information as it becomes available. So how I translate that in answer to the question is, farmers and ranchers get first dibs at this to use it. If it becomes a safety concern, mediums, urban areas, for example, then we have to say, okay, somebody didn't take it, we're going to take it. But we're allowing that extra time to allow for the drought situation. So got you an answer there. Send your questions to us. You can text them at 701-367-2054. You can email me, scotth@flagfamily.com. I would also add, if you have a suggestion on where the Cookfest should go next, Arnegard and Mohall this year, where should it go next? Where hasn't it been? You can also text me at 701-367-2054, and I'll pass it on. Daniel in Fargo, let's get you in here at 800-228-0550 today on What's on Your Mind. Tell me, Daniel, what is on your mind?
Well, good morning. Say, I am literally beside myself. I just got done talking to forest fighters, the droppers that jump in the middle of the fire and fight it. How much do you think they get paid? Just take a guess.
Are these federal employees?
Well, they work federal or state, whichever hires them for.
Okay, so they are they're for hire, like a strike force team. They don't do this all year long, but they come in and fight these massive fires when they're needed.
Yep. Guess what they start them at?
$40 an hour.
$15 an hour. Now, don't you think they should start them at the same that a police officer makes?
Well, I don't know how they get anybody at $15 an hour. It's $15 an hour to work at McDonald's, and then they give you $20 every time you show up.
Job pays the same. That's ridiculous. We need to start writing our senators, our governors, because it's tax dollars or federal dollars that pay them. What the heck are they doing with this money? They're taxing us like crazy. These guys they're gonna protect our house, our business, our babies, our pets from fire, and I think this is ridiculous. And something really needs to be done. I think you need to do a show on this because it's ridiculous. No wonder the California fighters are going crazy. Nobody wants to jump in there for $15 an hour. Anyways, that's my 2 cents worth. I'm upset about this, and I hope something's got to change about this. And the federal and state governors need to pay these firefighters what they're worth, not these pennies that you can go get at McDonald's.
I'm curious, Daniel, what these guys said about, you know, why they do this and how hard it is to attract people to do it at $15 an hour. What do they say?
I didn't get into that in the conversation because I used to go to church with a guy that was a jumper, and he said, yeah, I'm doing okay. I'm making $100,000 an hour. And they said, well, that's because it's overtime. You know, they're there until the fire's done. They can be there for a week straight fighting. You know, they get paid the whole time the fire's going as long as they're there. But, I mean, you know, what's $30 an hour? That's nothing, really, if you're doing that at time and a half or overtime or whatever.
You're saying at $15 an hour, this guy got to $100,000 a year?
Well, you got to figure the overtime, too.
Right.
So,
I would imagine there's a ton of overtime, just because nobody's on the clock when you're fighting a fire, right? I didn't like, oh, okay, shift change. They keep going.
But I'd like somebody who is a jumper to call in, and maybe these guys were pulling my leg. I don't think they were, but I'd like people that are to fight fires. Tell us what you start at. Tell us, because maybe that does need to change. Because if you're fighting for $15 an hour, I wouldn't do it. I make more than that, and I just drive a van for work.
Interesting point, Daniel. Thanks for the call. We'll see if anyone else wants to weigh in on that today. North Dakota Fish and Wildlife is on Gene's mind out there in beautiful Burraria, North Dakota. What's on your mind, Gene?
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You're talking about ditch burning. There's an article in the Tri-State Livestock News last week. U.S. Fish and Wildlife has designated certain CRP in North Dakota for burning. Okay, the reason for that is it's for duck habitat. And the article explicitly talks about brome grass control. Now, we put up a lot of hay in 1961, and we were just overjoyed when we could get brome grass in it. We had a drought that year, too. But this is something for our congressional delegations to jump on. We don't need to be burning CRP in North Dakota in 2021.
I would agree with you. I think you save that for a time when you've got plenty to go around. But if there's a drought, the duck habitat should not be bolstered by CRP acreage. Find other ways to take care of the duck habitat. I'm with you 100% on that. We'll do a little check-in on that. You think the best resource would be the congressional delegation because of the federal regulations related to CRP, it sounds like, Gene, huh?
Thanks.
We'll do it. Appreciate the call. More of yours welcome at 800-228-0550. A few texts when we come back on What's On Your Mind in Arnagard.
At the University of Mary, we are truly military friendly. Our admissions team has years of real-world military experience. We will support your advancement every step of the way. We offer scholarships, credit for your experience, and ensure you and your family receive all available military benefits. Classes start June 7th. Discover a true military-friendly community at the University of Mary at online.umary.edu/military.
This is Andy Murdock with Pipers Auctioneers hosting these upcoming live and online equipment and specialty auctions in Cooperstown, Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Bowman, Regent, Kenmare, St. Thomas, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. These incredible auctions feature farm retirement and estate auctions, coin collections, tractor collections, airplanes, trucks, vehicles, trailers, tools, and more. For complete inventories of all of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions across the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The America First Policy Institute on Monday joined the growing number of groups and individuals backing the Cuban people, protesting the communist government there. Retired Lieutenant General Keith Kellogg, co-chairman of the Institute Center for American Security, says, "We share a common dream of protecting basic liberties." End quote. The Food and Drug Administration on Monday added a warning to the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, saying the shot can lead to an increased risk of a rare neurological condition. The chance of developing Guillain-Barré syndrome is very low. It was reported Monday the Trump Organization has removed Chief Financial Officer Alan Weisselberg from leadership positions in its subsidiary firms following the indictment on tax-related charges. Mr. Weisselberg will remain at the Trump Organization. This includes staying on as CFO, according to the Wall Street Journal. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
On What's On Your Mind, live from Arna Garden, North Dakota today for the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, 13th annual event. The North Dakota Petroleum Council puts these on. I want to say this is my, 11th year. As Ron said earlier, this is the 21st town that they've held the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest in. 21 of these. Mulhall will be 22 coming up on Thursday. Pretty amazing when you think about that. And all the towns this has been to over the years, where should it go next? Any ideas? You can call me and tell me that. 701-258-0550. You could also send me a text at 701-367-2054. Here's the plan for today in Arna Garden. Love for you to be part of this event. I can smell the barbecue already, and it's a good half mile away here at Nelson Park. I'm at the Fire Hall today, Arna Garden Fire Hall. Big, beautiful red building. When you come into town, of course it's red. It's the Fire Hall. It houses the Arna Garden Rural Fire District. 100% rural, 100% volunteer. Nobody on the payroll here in Arna Garden. When they have a fire or an accident, anything that they need a first responder for, boom. People leave their jobs, they leave their farms, they leave their homes, and they say, where am I going? I mean, that's America in Arna Garden. You live in a city, you expect, well, you call 911 and, you know, some professional ambulance driver, a firefighter is going to show up, right? No, here it's all volunteers. Pretty cool. And that's why the industry is here today, to say thank you. We appreciate what the community does for the industry. We appreciate what they do. The Bakken Basics Education Session from 2 and 4 till 4 today is just a great way to interact with people from the industry that know the ins and outs, that can answer questions about the current place that we find ourselves in and where things are going, which I think is great. And that is always, they're always informational. Every time I've ever been to one of those, I always have people say, wow, am I glad that I was there. I wish more people were here taking this in. It really is, it's fun to see. It is. So you won't be disappointed in that. And then 4 to 7 today is the barbecue, and it's free. Literally, there are all these cook teams right now getting ready to serve you just mouth-watering barbecue and all kinds of other great food today from 4 to 7. There's live music today, free food, live music. And they give away a lot of stuff, too, a lot of little trinkets and fun things. So the kids love getting the bags and getting all kinds of the trinkets, and so does everybody, for that matter. I mean, rain gauges and, you know, a little mosquito repellent and, you know, wet wipes, everything you could imagine. And, you know, you stick those in your car. There's a million uses for them all year long. It's really neat. That will be until 7 today. That's in Nelson Park, so. North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.org, North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.org, under Cookfest to get more information about this. It'll be in Mohall tomorrow. I'm sorry, Thursday. Mohall on Thursday. Tomorrow is actually a really neat event. It is the annual big charitable event for conservation causes on the river. Lake Sakakawea, in Newtown, Four Bears Casino, where they have 300 teams out there. So that's a lot of fun. And, of course, as I mentioned, the conservation efforts of the industry are unmatched. I mean, here's the second largest oil producer that enhances energy security, that makes everything smarter and better by investing millions and millions in all this new technology, and then at the same time generating $2 billion in tax revenue. So you fund the priorities of schools and roads and water projects, all of the things. I mean, you get a new iPad, you get a new iPhone, you get a new Samsung phone. Guess what? That is a petroleum product. And then they give back and do things like this in the communities as well and contribute to the, you know, the fire hall here in Arnagard. $32.6 billion in economic impact. The jobs and the give back, incredible. And all that while protecting land, water, and air with all the new technology and the practices found here. So it's pretty amazing. It really is. Sorry, Daniel, I didn't hear you. Oh, great. Barry Wolford is here. Barry is the head of the Greater Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce. And they're making their way to Arnagard today to participate in the Bakken Rocks Cook Fest, which is great. Barry, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Scott. How about yourself?
I'm doing well. Looking forward to seeing you and Team Grand Forks, East Grand Forks, and the whole region here later today. Talk a little bit about this East Meets West effort and why you're coming up.
Well, you know, we started this 11 years ago where we took a delegation from Grand Forks out west to really take a look at, you know, how can both ends of the state work together to better all of North Dakota. And we ended up after, a couple years after we took that initial trip out here 11 years ago, we had over 120 businesses in Grand Forks doing business out west. And obviously that gave our end of the state a real economic boost. The other plus was that we also learned a lot about what some of the concerns and needs were out west. And then our legislative team in Grand Forks, our Team Grand Forks group, was very supportive of some of those early infrastructure bills that really helped the west expand and grow. And obviously the whole state has benefited from that. When you look at almost half of the state's revenue comes from the oil industry. So it's truly been a win-win project, and we're heading back out there. We've got a group going out there. We're driving right now, actually, and we're going to, you know, kind of find out what kind of follow-up might be needed, and then also just kind of thank everybody for and build on those relationships that we started a little over 10 years ago. So that's what we're up to, Scott.
Well, that's great, and it's wonderful that this kind of a delegation taking the time to come out here, see it firsthand. Understand you'll be on a rig today, checking that out too, which is great. How is Grand Forks and the region benefit from the oil and gas industry all the way on the other end of the state?
Well, if you look at, you know, the amount of infrastructure funding, you know, all the UAS infrastructure funding, the funding at UND, our water treatment plant, it's almost $1 billion since the oil boom started in state money that's come to Grand Forks. And none of that really, quite honestly, would have been possible if the state didn't have the money.
Yeah, so that's a good point. There is obviously the dollars that get invested. Again, I was talking a moment ago about the economic impact and the fact that an industry pays half of the taxes in the state. So everything that is needed in Grand Forks and the region, Fargo in the region, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, is funded one half. The schools, you know, the roads, the bridges, the water projects. Water projects are kind of important in the East, right, Barry?
Absolutely. And you know, the other piece is, you know, we have a lot of contractors and businesses in Grand Forks that actually have satellite offices out west now. And again, we're continuing to benefit from the continued growth and the continued prosperity of the Bakken. So, again, it's such a win-win relationship, and anything we can do to strengthen that East-West relationship, it will make the entire state better. And that's really the bottom line why we're going out there today and tomorrow.
If you did a little analysis of the businesses there who do business in the Bakken and their bottom line is impacted by this. What, any idea how many jobs, what kind of economic impact just the industry has in Grand Forks?
You know, we've really not done that since, you know, the early days of the Bakken. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, we had 120 Grand Forks companies that are doing business out there. We currently have about a dozen that have a satellite office out there that are headquartered in Grand Forks. So the impact is significant. It would be in the mid to high hundreds in terms of total employment that's impacted by that close relationship with what's going on out west and our friends at the Bakken.
And again, sort of out of sight, out of mind, right? You don't necessarily think of that day in and day out when you're in Grand Forks and the impacts there. But and from my way of thinking, when you have an industry as robust as this, a global industry that is one that pays higher than average wages and contributes so much to everything we need to get on a plane, you wouldn't be there without what comes out of the ground of Western North Dakota and the Bakken. And not to mention, as you said earlier, the schools, the roads, the bridges, the, you know, the university funding, the UAS projects, all of that. But you know, to have North Dakota companies meet the needs of this industry, an industry that has, you know, thrived in Texas for years, in Alaska and other places, we've risen now to the second biggest oil producing state in the country. That says one thing: jobs, opportunities, and, you know, great innovation that can come from North Dakota's, businesses and industries as well. That's a win. You want that to happen for sure, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you look at the University of North Dakota, you know, the petroleum engineering degree. That's a new program that started after the Bakken, you know, really got rocking again. And you look at the core sample libraries at UND. You look at the various programs at the EERC, some of the research that's done on fracking, carbon capture, et cetera. All of those things, of course, support what's going on out west. And again, that just helps us strengthen that partnership between both ends of the state.
What else is happening in Grand Forks these days? Tell us a little bit about the grand cities and things that are happening in the great city of Grand Forks in the region.
Well, we have a lot of building projects that are taking place. You know, we have the one that's on the campus. We have with some housing that's being built where the old stadium was. Downtown, that pier development where Hugo's and some housing, that's going to be opening. Epic's already moving dirt, and that project started where the old townhouse hotel was downtown. Just a lot of good building projects, a lot of good things happening in Grand Forks right now. We really, as a community, are really booming at this point. But like most of the country, we're constrained in terms of our growth by the number of workers we can attract. That continues to be our biggest challenge, as it is in Fargo and across the whole region. Workforce is the number one challenge. But it's boom times right now, quite frankly, in Grand Forks.
Well, you got a young, energetic former UND hockey player as mayor, and a real sense of energy in every sector of the Grand Forks economy. So, as folks are deciding where they want to live and raise a family, it's a great option, Grand Forks. So, keep at it, Barry. Looking forward to seeing you a little later on here in Arnagard, North Dakota.
We'll see you in a couple hours. Thanks for putting me on your show. I appreciate it much.
You bet. Drive safely. We'll see you soon. What's on Your Mind brought to you today by our friends who will also be here today, the wind industry. Going to be here as actually they have a neat little effort that the wind industry has really been a big part of and gotten off the ground. It is the Wall of Heroes Project. And the Wall of Heroes Project has been a charity that ND, Petroleum Council, has said, you know what, we're supporting this and encouraging the industry to do it. So they're going to be here today, too, which is fantastic. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of My Plains Apache.
Advance in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug-and-play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, North Dakota. I'll tell you what, a couple of things to note right now. They're looking at a new vehicle. They've got inventory. 2021 GMC Acadia. There are $4,600 purchase allowances on a number of vehicles, on a number of models, and some free money. 0% for 72 months, but you got to get the details. Just call them 701-214-6372. Or you can go online to SchwannBuickGMC.com, 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan. Keep in mind, too, you can check out the new Hummer, the GMC Hummer EV pickup and the SUV, and your warranty lasts a lifetime at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, here's some feedback from our fine audience here on What's on Your Mind. We're also brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons, by the way. And the air cleaning products that they have, steps you can take, a device you can add to your HVAC unit at home or business. This is not a major overhaul. This is something they add right in, sort of like a filter. But it is a way to take on the threats of a wide range of viruses, mold, spores, odors, and other pathogens. Folks that put these in, that could be bars, that could be assisted living facilities, have had zero cases of coronavirus, because the experts will tell you the bugs in the air are the most important thing that you can do. You can make your air cleaner, you can circulate it, and that will do more than anything. So check it out at hatandsons.com for more information, or call H.A. Thompson & Sons for pricing and quick installation. And I mean quick. About ranchers hanging these highway ditches, I'm seeing more leafy spurge growing than grass. It's tall and should have been sprayed if the state was not going to mow. Can't be good for hay. Another says, Scott, I think they should have the next Cook Fest in Lignite, North Dakota. We have a nice city park and a community center across the street and lots of friendly people. How about that?
There you go.
Isn't that nice? Says Ron. And it would be fun to bring the oil industry to Lignite. Get it? Lignite. And that rich history of coal there as well. Thanks for that suggestion. Texture says, I still haven't found a link for symposium to get our state to get to our state legislators. Do you have a connection? Go to frankspeech.com. Frankspeech.com. All the information about the election symposium, about the cyber symposium that Mike is holding, that will be in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, middle of August, would be at frankspeech.com. Texture says, so Scott, oil is $74 a barrel. How much money is North Dakota putting in the coffers? Well, every time oil goes up, North Dakota puts more in the coffers because, of course, North Dakota taxes mineral rights. So when the price is up, there's more that comes into the coffers. So I can't give you exact correlation. There'll be experts here today in Arnegard that'll tell you that, though, if you want to come participate in that. Let's see here. 100 pounds of brisket plus banana pudding. This is from Tessa Sandstrom from the North Dakota Petroleum Council. And just
you
a
had
few
me
teams,
100 pounds of brisket.
Right. Just a few teams that checked in as of a half hour ago, but here's what's on the menu so far. 100 pounds of brisket and banana pudding. Ooh. Is that good, Kev?
Yes.
60 pounds of pulled pork.
Ooh.
20 racks of ribs. 150 pounds of burnt ends. I've never had a bad burnt end. I don't know about
you. How long does it take to get out there?
Yeah. It's about two and a half to Bismarck from Fargo and another two and a half to us.
I can make it.
You can make it. 160 pounds of prime rib.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. So lots of reasons to be Arnegard today. The Bach and Basics Education Session. All the information is 2 to 4. All the good food, free live music is 4 to 7 in Nelson Park. In Arnegard, North Dakota. Same thing happens Thursday in Mohall, North Dakota.
So any chance they're going to bring the Cook Fest to the eastern part of the state? Our friend Larry wanted to know. It's a bit of a drive to get out to.
I understand, but that's
Arnegard.
The idea for Larry.
Yeah, so I get it.
You come out and see what's happening out here. The Cook Fest is actually a thank you to the communities that have supported the industry.
Sure. Yep.
It's a way to say, hey, we appreciate you. We're glad you're there because, honestly, the East benefits from the West and the work of Arnegards and Mohalls and other places like that. So
there you go.
That's why they're in the East. They have done, I believe, a version of Cookfest at the Petroleum Council's annual meeting. I forget if that was in Grand Forks or Fargo a few years ago where they brought a Cookfest there, which was kind of fun. So they do events out that way. Somebody else said, if I can't be there, where else would you suggest I eat today? PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. So there's lots of beef being served up today. The meatball dinner, I-29 in Harwood today. Or if you're traveling I-29 a little bit south of that 12th Avenue exit, Swedish meatballs. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today, homemade meatloaf. Valley City hot beef sandwich. Put some gravy on there, a little mashed potatoes.
There's nothing better. That is the epitome of the comfort food right there.
It is. And so beef tips and gravy, scalloped potatoes and ham. As well. Let's see what else. Chicken pot pie in Valley City today. Tater tot hot dish at NP Avenue. And if you're in Glendon, steak fritters today. So there you go. There's your choices. PetroServe USA helping America feel better. Double stamp Tuesday. You get your lucky 7 Club card stamped twice. Stock up on firewood bundles for $4.99. Big liter of Ice Mountain, 69 cents. I put a bunch of those in the truck. Our Pucklich truck headed west. What's on your farm? What's on your ranch? We want to know. If you'd have us, we'd love to come out and bring you lunch in the busy harvest season ahead, okay? So just text me, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, Scott H. at flagfamily.com, rather. Somebody has a question about the Marathon Renewable Refinery in Dickinson. What's the word on that? Tell you what, I'll get an answer for you at the Cookfest, and we'll have that answer tomorrow on the program. Okay, how about that?
And bring Kevin some prime rib back.
Bring Kevin some prime rib back.
Prime rib back.
I'll get to go containers. God bless you from Arnegard, the Bakken Rocks Cookfest. See you tomorrow, folks.
Luke's back from Red Drilling. Find him at reddrilling.com. Luke, what are you up to today?
Hey, Scott. It's kind of running all over the place. I got some stuff going on in Medina, New John's Lake. We just did a bit up there today, so things are picking up. Schedule's filling in, so if you guys need any projects done, water line, electrical, you know, anything you need bored or dug in, give us a call. We'll get you on the calendar today.
Trenchless. If folks are wondering, gosh, I might need this, you inspect the damaged pipe for free, right?
Yeah, we come out there and figure out a solution for you, and it's painless for the customer. People think, oh, it's going to cost an arm and a leg, and it really doesn't. In the long run, it's fairly cheap to get done.
If you're worried about pipes bursting, if you're worried about pipe lining, the inspection is sewer and water lines, and, of course, as we said, trenchless. It's the way to go. RedDrilling.com, two D's in that, RedDrilling.com. Call Luke at 701-934-1134 right now, 934-1134, and get yourself on the schedule from reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
Thanks, Scott.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure, and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to, unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will, or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.